Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to final podcast of the week, where we rattle through some news stories. Later this evening, if you listen to this on Friday, you can watch, I think I was relatively funny about some news stories on Plank of the Week on Talk TV. I think it's 7 o'clock it's on. I don't know, Google it, something like that. It'll be on YouTube afterwards, actually. So even if you're listening to this afterwards, you could see that. I'll try and put clips online or something. And then I'm gigging tonight in Cirencester. That's a long shot that you'll listen to that and come to that. But anyway, we're just throwing it out there, just making it seem like I still get work. Plus also, I still do podcasts, like this one that came out like this. On the show today, I've just got a bit of apple in my teeth. On the show today, I'll be giving you the latest in what's in my teeth. Plus, oh, we've done that now. Plus, loads of stories. 37 hours are in there. I don't know why. They're cavemen. We can learn from the cavemen diet and how they used to do things. Why not? Because cavemen used to live to about, well, 20s. Snails are in the news, and they've done one of those surveys again, one of those studies that looks at things that aren't as clean as your toilet. Good news for your toilet, bad news for everything else, I guess. All of that lies ahead of us. There's a story about the bugs that we've got in the UK. So, previously, we know that there's been an increase in fleas, were mentioned. Bed bugs, that's been the big story. Those French bed bugs coming over here saying, nah. I can't think of what French bugs would say. They don't speak, because they're bed bugs. So you don't need to know the language. Now, because of the mild winter and something else to do with the spring, Britain is crawling with an invasion of cockroaches. Delightful, isn't it? Mild winter and spring, pest experts are braced for record numbers, and infestation could set you back £260 to clear. Because they are famously indestructible, aren't they, cockroaches? After a nuclear war, they'll be the only thing left. Isn't there something like you can chop its head off and it carries on scuttling around for a while? Even better than a chicken? Why is it there's never any climate thing that just gives us nice animals? Why is it always bugs and critters and things? Why is there no news story that's like, due to the slight change in the seasons, we now get unicorns? Why can't we have a bit? Greta, could you look into that? Because it's getting us down. There's a study that says Brits spend 37 hours a year trying to make up their minds on what to eat. I suppose 37 hours a year. Oh, it's a day and a bit, isn't it? Day and a half, something. Day and a bit. Across 360, it's not loads. But still, the typical adult deliberates about what to have for 43 minutes every week, according to this new survey. I'm starting to be a bit like Mark Zuckerberg here, because, you know, he wears the same outfit, so he doesn't waste time deciding what to wear every day. I think the fact that I would basically be willing to eat the same stuff all the time, I must have saved so much. No wonder I've achieved so much with my life. I'm more than willing to just eat cereal for most meals. So, yeah, and I get on with stuff. There you go, top tip. Those 7 secrets of successful people. If you based it on me, it would be shut up and eat whatever you're given and crack on. It's 2 secrets. Every so often, they do a survey or a study or whatever it is that looks at things that are dirty, covered in germs. Oh, absolutely covered in germs. And then compare them to, like, your toilet. And I don't know why people are obsessed with toilets in the newspapers. They've done it again, basically, is what I'm saying. So here's your study. Filthy smartphones are up to 6 times dirtier than toilet seats, according to experts. A study showed that your mobile phones are caked with germs, made worse by the fact that a quarter of Brits never wipe their device. Oh, I wipe my device. Not just the screen. The internet browsing history. But swab test detected levels of biological life not visible to the human eye on people's phones. I mean, even if that is true, which I'm sure it is, I can't go make a phone call on my toilet seat. I don't know what you'd say in here. Like, the toilet seat is cleaner than your phone. So, shall I swap it around, try and make a call on the loo seat and do what on my phone now? That's going to make it worse, isn't it? I suppose the answer is just wash your phone a bit, innit? Give it a wipe. Have you ever done that, though, where you've been using your phone for ages? Sometimes it gets the ear grease. It gets grease from your ear. And then after you've used it as a phone, which no one does. And then you wipe it, get a little, especially with we've got 2 kids, so I've got baby wipes everywhere. I get a baby wipe, do my screen. And all of a sudden, it's about 7 times brighter. You think, oh, I probably should do this a bit more. There's a story about Gary Lineker. someone wound him right up. He says he was mortified when someone on the London Underground, this woman, offered him a seat as if 'twere that he were aged. Now, how old is he? If we look at this, he's 63. So he's kind of, you know, not being harsh to anyone who's 63, but sometimes you would be. I'm nervous now because I know what the demographics are around here, but you might be more deserving of that seat than some young whippersnapper. There you go. That's one way to say it that gets me out of it, isn't it? So even though I know he's very healthy and fit and used to be a footballer, he's 63. It's not like he looks like he did in the 90s. Some young people who don't watch football or read offensive tweets or whatever won't know who he is. And they offered him a seat. And he said the gesture killed him. Oh, it was standing room everywhere. There was a young lady sitting. She looked up at me and she went, "Would you like my seat?" And he said, "I'm not that old, for God's sakes." Well, as we've just discussed, you are. But I think what we learn from this story is I've got a new hobby. Every time I'm on the London Underground and I'm not too tired, I'm going to offer my seat to people who aren't old enough for it. But I reckon I could really undermine them by doing it. So it's nice to have a hobby, isn't it? Look at this one. This one gets me. This is ancient men, not as in like really old dudes. Cavemen is what they mean. Cavemen used to share caves. You see, that's the thing. We knew they were cavemen. They live in a cave. Just say what it is, honestly. Newspapers have gone woke. Ancient men used to share their caves with foxes. A burial site in Patagonia found that there were human remains alongside foxes. And therefore, from that, they think that, like, we live with dogs, cavemen lived with foxes. Firstly, maybe, I mean, I don't, were there bins for the foxes to go through? They love a bit of that. Also, this is gross, but I think I need to say it. Isn't there a strong chance that the cavemen died and the foxes were like, "I'll have a bit of that"? Because you know what foxes are like. And then they died from overeating or something, or they, you know, got a hip bone stuck in something. Just saying, maybe we look into it before we start thinking that foxes are pets. Entertainment news. Richard Hammond is in the news. He says his eyesight is so bad that he needs two pairs of glasses. Just get one pair that's stronger. What are you doing? Am I not understanding this? He says he needs two pairs of glasses and a magnifying tool for his model-making hobby. The Grand Tour star says he's loving his midlife crisis of building a large Airfix model of World War II planes, but doing his eyesight so bad he needs two pairs of glasses and a magnifying glass. Can I call shenanigans on this? I don't think that's his hobby. Middle-aged man spends lots of time locked away in his shed and now he's getting bad eyesight. We all know what he's doing. You'll go blind doing that, and he is doing, so there you go. There's a story about rare snails. Some rare snails have been moved 150 miles away to help them be saved from extinction. They're already rare. Rare snails, obviously, in France is how you eat them, but the tiny glutinous snail, which is just half an inch long, was widespread, but now has been nearly wiped out. And the idea that they've moved them 150 miles away, though, if you travel as slowly as a snail and get moved 150 miles, from their point of view, this must be like Star Trek. This must be like a transporter. Beam me up, snotty, whatever they're called. The next thing, they're whoosh, whoosh, I travelled 1.21 gigawatts, Marty. They've travelled 150 miles, and they'll be telling stories of what it was like. Of course, everyone else, I mean, it'll take ages to tell that story. They're snails. They would go on a bit. By the time they get around to the good bit, everyone would have zoned out. There's a story about relationships. Apparently, and this is probably good for carbon or something, carbon emissions, new couples are delaying jetting off on holiday together. Good. Cuts down on carbon. Because they fear, they are terrified of breaking wind in front of each other. A third worry about letting one rip, that it might spell the end of a relationship. Wow, how bad are yours that you think it might end the relationship? But 29% are frightened of snoring at night. They don't want to share a bathroom. What are you doing in the bathroom that leaves it such a mess that it might end a relationship? Celebs Go dating coach Paul Brunton says that newbie lovers fret that their yucky habits might give their partner the ick. Makes a lot of sense. Young people do talk about the ick quite a lot. Good. Don't. I've said this time and time again. You shouldn't. The first relationship I had out of university, for ages, we didn't reach that level of, you know, passing the gas in front of each other. And as soon as we did, she outdid me as a ratio of about 9-1. So I wish we never opened that particular Pandora's box. Do you know what I mean? Because once you broke the seal, you can't have a sit-down conversation with your partner saying, Would you mind awfully if we go back to the not breaking wind phase? Because some things you can't, you know, the genie was let out of the bottle. It wasn't a genie and it wasn't a bottle, but you know what I'm talking about. Podcast done. I think the only story we didn't do, which is a shame because we probably could have fit this in anywhere. A bloke buying a salad at a grocery shop somewhere in America won £788,000 on a lottery. What are the odds of that? A bloke buying a salad. That was the joke I'd planned for that, but didn't get around to doing it. That's a shame. Only the podcast people got that one. You little lucky person, you. Subscribe to wherever you found it. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen, and until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.